Right. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Joshua chapter 24. We're going to read from verses 14 to 28.
请大家翻到约书亚记第24章。 我们读第14节到第28节。
Let me first read to you in English. Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who live in the land. Therefore we also will serve the Lord, for He is our God. But Joshua said to the people, You are not able to serve the Lord, for He is a holy God, He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then He will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good. And the people said to Joshua, No, but we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve Him. And they said, We are witnesses. And he said, Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, The Lord our God we will serve and His voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and put in place statutes and rules for them at Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the terebinth that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord that He has spoke to us. Therefore it shall be a witness against you, lest you deal falsely with your God. So Joshua sent the people away, every man to his inheritance.
将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。 百姓回答说：“我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因耶和华我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地的唯独之家领出来，在我们眼前行了那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上，所经过的诸国都保护了我们。耶和华又把住此地的亚摩利人都从我们面前赶出去。” 所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。约书亚对百姓说：“你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神，并不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。你们若离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦神，耶和华在降服之后必转而降祸于你们，把你们灭绝。”百姓回答约书亚说：“ 不然，我们定要侍奉耶和华。”约书亚对百姓说：“你们选定耶和华要侍奉他，你们自己做见证吧。”他们说：“我们愿意做见证。”约书亚说：“ 你们现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。百姓回答约书亚说，我们必侍奉耶和华我们的神，听从他的话。当日约书亚就与百姓立约，在事件为他们立定律例典章。约书亚将这些话都写在神的律法书上，又将一块大石头立在橡树下耶和华的圣所旁边。约书亚对百姓说，看哪，这石头可以向我们做见证，因为是听见了耶和华所吩咐我们的一切话。倘若你们背弃你们的神，这石头就可以向你们做见证。倘或云云或作，所以要向你们做见证，免得你们背弃耶和华你们的神。于是约书亚打发百姓各归自己的地业去了。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray and ask right now, as your word is being preached, that the Holy Spirit may move among our hearts to understand your word and we pray that the Holy Spirit may convict our lives.
亲爱的天父，我们向你祷告，求你用圣灵运行在我们的心中，让你的话语能够使我们明白，也让我们更加认识你。
Convict our lives of our sins so that we will repent and come back to you, Lord.
显明我们一切的过犯，让我们归回向你。
We pray that this passage will make it clear to us that serving God is something that we do for the rest of our lives as Christians.
祈求你用这篇讲道，让我们知道，作为基督徒，我们一生当侍奉你。
And the only way we can serve God is to worship Him and to choose God as our only God in this world.
主啊，求你让我明白，唯一侍奉你的方式就是视你为独一的真神，唯独侍奉你。
So we pray that as we hear your word, we ask the Lord you would give us understanding and clarity in our minds and help us to apply this into our lives.
主啊，求你让我们在听你话的时候，让我们能够明白，也让我们能运用到我们的生活当中去。
We thank you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉恩主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Now, idolatry or worship of idols or false gods is a huge issue throughout the Bible, as whether it's in the Old Testament or in the New Testament.
在整本圣经当中，不论是在旧约还是在新约，拜偶像一直都是一大问题。
You know, God has a lot to say about it because it's a constant struggle for His people.
神在这方面对我们有很多的话说，因为对神的子民来说，这是我们一直在挣扎的一件事情。
If you look at the Old Testament, Israel struggled greatly with idolatry, while in the New Testament, the believers also struggle with it, and finally today, Christians also deal with this issue.
如果大家看旧约，就会发现以色列一直很难摆脱拜偶像的问题，在新约部分的信徒也有这样的挣扎。那我们今天的基督徒也不例外。
Why is idolatry such a big issue today?
那么为什么拜偶像是这么大的问题？
Or even in those days?
或者说在过去为什么是这么大的问题？
Clearly, idolatry, worship of idols, has something to do with our sinful nature that we inherited since the fall.
很明显，自从堕落之后，人类的罪性和拜偶像一直密不可分。
As you look at the history of mankind, right even at the beginning of Adam and Eve, sin had corrupted their nature and our nature and led us to unfaithfulness in our worship.
大家可以看人类的历史，从人类堕落以后，我们的罪性这样发出，一直受到拜偶像的影响。
Mankind were first created to worship God. Adam and Eve were first created to worship the one true creator God of this world. But that has not been the case as we see it in Genesis.
亚当夏娃，人类创造的时候，本应当敬拜造物主。
You know, we know that especially if you read the Old Testament, the Egyptians, the Canaanites, and the Babylonians all worship idols of many kinds. They have many, many different gods in their worship system. But God's own people, the Israelites too, were involved in idol worship because they were led astray.
在旧约部分，我们看到，无论是迦南人还是埃及人，他们都有自己的一些偶像。但是神的子民也不例外，以色列也在拜一些偶像。
And today, many Christians too, although we claim to worship God and love God, Jesus, but yet in our hearts, sometimes we still have idols in our hearts that we worship as well.
但是到了今天呢，我们称自己是基督徒，但是我们心中还是有很多的偶像。
And as I present this, you know, if we're not grounded in Christ alone.We too will be led astray by the idols of this world, just as Israel were led astray by idols.
如果说我们的根基没有唯独建立在神的身上的话，那么我们也会走偏，也会去拜偶像，就像以色列一样。
Now we talk a bit about idol worship. Is basically, you know, we were called to serve God alone, but yet because of our sinful nature, we fail to worship the one true God.Therefore, idol worship is an abomination to the Lord because it disrupts His people from worshiping the only real God in this world.
我们蒙召是当唯独敬畏耶和华独一的真神。但是当我们的心偏离了神的真道的时候，我们就会拜偶像，而且拜偶像就是让我们与神分离，在他的真道上偏离。
You know, in our English worship, we, the youth and I, we have been working on the book of Exodus, and we have dealt with a lot of issues about idolatry and idol worship in the Egyptian world.
在我们英文的这个英文堂的服饰当中，我们讲过很多关于拜偶像的问题，比如说还涉及到埃及人他们的属灵的状况。
But despite of all this, God proves to be a great God in helping Israel to fight against Pharaoh, to fight against the Egyptian, and his power shows that he is much more greater than the idols of this world.
但是尽管如此，埃及人，但是尽管如此，以色列人如此的拜偶像，神还是向他们显明神的能力，带领他们脱离了埃及人的这种苦况。
God alone deserves our worship only. And Revelation 4:11 said, Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.
主配得我们的敬拜，作为我们独一敬拜的真神。启示录四章十一节这样说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。”
This means that God alone deserves our praise and honor because why? Created us, He made us, not any of the other gods, right? But when we worship idols, what do? We instead giving praises and honor due to God to the idols.
我们看到神是我们唯一的真神，配得我们独一的赞美。而当我们去拜偶像的时候，我们就给了偶像那种我们应该给神的那种赞美和敬拜。
And God is certainly not pleased with that. And Isaiah 42 verse 8 had something to say about it. It says, I am the Lord, and that is my name, my glory. I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols.
人类的这种拜偶像，神当然是不喜悦的。在以赛亚书42:8这样说：“我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。”
So as we look at today's passage in this last section in the book of Joshua, we are presented with a passage that so aptly speaks on the issue of idolatry.
我们今天要看的这个约书亚记第二十四章正是谈到拜偶像的这个问题。
It's safe for me to say that most of you are familiar with who Joshua is. As Joshua comes to the end of his life, you know, he assembled all the tribes of Israel together in chapter 24, verse 1, to meet at Shechem. At the end of Joshua, this chapter, the Israelites are preparing themselves to enter the promised land. They are getting ready to enter the promised land. But before they do so, Joshua, the commander who took over from Moses, had something to say to them.
在约书亚记这一卷书的最后，也就是以色列民准备要进入到应许之地迦南的时候，这个时候约书亚记有话对他们说。约书亚有话对他们说。
Joshua gathered all the people of Israel that came out of Egypt, you know, and the new generations together, and deliver a timely message about faithfulness to the Lord before they renew their covenant to God.
约书亚召聚以色列人，给了他们一篇信息，号召他们要去诚心的侍奉耶和华。
Joshua's message took place from verse 2 to 13, but I will summarize it for you. Basically, this message of Joshua is a recapitulation of what the Lord God had done for them by delivering them out of Egypt through Moses and promising them.This land for the inheritance.
在约书亚记的第二十四章的第二到十三节，就是约书亚讲的这篇信息。我为大家总结一下，也就是约书亚向以色列人重申了，耶和华神向他们所行的一切神迹奇事，带领他们出埃及。
Basically, what Joshua did is he took all the people of Israel and gave them a little history lesson to remind them.This is what God has done for you. God had spectacularly, if we read Exodus, God has spectacularly delivered you out of Egypt and brought you out of this land of slavery so that you can be free. And now God is going to prepare this wonderful place called Canaan for you to rest from all your enemies.
约书亚给百姓的这篇信息呢，非常类似于一个历史课，但是他强调的是耶和华神为以色列民所行的一切神迹奇事。以色列民以前在埃及是为奴的，但是现在他们自由了，并且要进入到迦南地，也就是应许之地。
That's why, as we look at verse 14 onwards, we see the section begins with a few imperatives, a few commands. It says, "Fear, serve, put away."
这就是为什么在十四节我们可以看到，约书亚用了几个命令的动词，说要侍奉，要除掉。
He calls them to fear the Lord, serve the Lord alone, and put away all the idols that you have worshipped in the past.
约书亚跟他们说，你们要敬畏耶和华，要除掉以前所侍奉的神像。
You know, the story of Israel clearly is one where it is just, you know, conflicting and it's also sometimes sad.
看到以色列的故事，我们有的时候会觉得迷惑，甚至是悲伤。
Because God had delivered them out of Egypt spectacularly. And then when he brought them out, as Israel...were brought out of Egypt, they complained against God right at the first moment of trouble.
耶和华伸出来的膀臂带以色列民出埃及，但是我们觉得悲伤的是，以色列民在他们碰到困难的时候，第一时间呢就开始抱怨耶和华神。
You know, they not only complained against God for taking them out of Egypt because they had in Egypt they had food and they had.You know, security and things like that. But when they were brought out, they were questioning about the food, questioning about the weather and everything else. And that led them to bitterness and rebellion against God.
以色列民抱怨神，就说呢，以前在埃及的时候有吃的有穿的，甚至还提到天气的不同。但是他们现在开始抱怨耶和华神，然后心里面还有许多的苦毒。
And do you know what happened to this rebelling generation of Israel? God made them wander in the desert for a long, long time until the existing generation died and never entered the promised land while the new generation comes to place.
我们知道以色列如此的背逆是什么后果吗？那就是神让他们在旷野当中徘徊了40年，并且第一代人已经抱怨的第一代人已经死尽，那么到以色列诞生了新的一代，他们这个时候可以进入到应许之地。
So as Joshua is delivering this message to Israel, these are the new generations that had come into place. And so he's delivering a timely reminder of what your forefathers have done. So therefore now, this is what you should not be following.
这个时候约书亚对以色列说话呢，是对以色列新的一代在说话，并且这篇信息是非常及时的，要提醒他们的列祖是如何的背逆。
They commanded to put away the gods that their father served, their father's worship after they came out of Egypt, even while they were in Egypt.
并且要命令他们要除掉他们以前在埃及以及从埃及出来以后所侍奉的那些假神。
You know, there's a word that we often refer to when we talk about worshipping idols, worshipping many gods, and the word is polytheism.
我们有一个词叫做多神论或者多神派，去讲拜这么多偶像这种情况。
So polytheism has been an issue with the Israelites in the past, especially during the time in Egypt.
多神论在以色列在埃及的时候就是一个很大的问题。
You know, the problem with the Israelites is not that they don't worship God, they don't worship Yahweh, but the problem lies in their worship of many gods, not just Yahweh, but many, many gods as well.
问题不是以色列人不去敬拜耶和华，问题是他有很多神要去敬拜。
You know, Joshua is calling the Israelites to renounce polytheism, and his language reminds us of the language of the Ten Commandments.
当约书亚在命令以色列人要放弃他们的多神论的时候，他的这种口气让我们想起来神在十诫当中说话的口气。
When the first commandment says, "You shall have no other gods before me," some people might interpret as God should always be number one, right?
神的十诫的第一诫就是除了我以外，你不可有别的神。很多人在理解这条诫命的时候，就把它理解成神只要总是排名列第一就可以。
But such interpretation is inaccurate because this interpretation assumes the case of priority. That means that God must be placed number one, and then the idols must be placed number two, or something like that. See?
这种解释非常不准确的，因为它假设了优先权在当中，也就是说，允许这种情况，神只要排第一位就可以，那么偶像呢，可以排第二、排第三。
So instead, this commandment argues for the exclusivity of God.
而约书亚在这里命令以色列人呢，是要告诉他们要唯独仅仅来侍奉耶和华。
Meaning that God is the only one that should be worshipped and no other. There's no ranking.
也就是告诉以色列人说，如果你们要敬拜，就只能敬拜耶和华，而不能又敬拜耶和华，又敬拜别的神。
That means that you know, to put it in our context today, I don't worship Jesus first, and then after that, once I worship Jesus, I can worship Buddha, and I can worship Allah, or I can worship anything else after that, or I can worship money, or I can worship anything else.
如果你觉得我崇拜耶稣，然后也可以崇拜比如说 Buddha， 比如说佛，崇拜阿拉，或者是崇拜金钱，可以一起崇拜的话，就完全错。
You know, Israel may either serve God or their ancestors' God. Joshua is giving them an option. If you want to serve God alone, If you don't want to serve God, then go ahead and serve other gods. Don't mix them together.
约书亚就告诉以色列人说，如果你要侍奉耶和华，就只能侍奉耶和华；如果你要侍奉别神，就侍奉别神，但是不能两者兼顾。
That's why Joshua said, "Choose whom you will serve this day. Choose whom you will serve. Choose whom you will worship this day. Make a decision."
这就是为什么约书亚告诉百姓，让他们做出选择，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。
If you think that serving the one true God is no good, is evil to you, then go ahead and worship other gods. Don't mix them around. But of course, Joshua said that you know, I and my family, we will always worship the one true God, no matter what.
约书亚说，若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，那你们可以选择侍奉你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神，或者亚摩利人的神。但是至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Obviously, Joshua is giving them an option to choose, but yet he's not saying that if you choose the other gods, fine. You know, I don't care. No, not necessarily. But he's trying to give them a perspective of make your allegiance to God, choose God. You know, because God alone is the one who had done all these things for you, who had brought you out of slavery.
但是约书亚在这里说的话，并不是说，那你们自己做出选择就好了，不论是侍奉耶和华还是侍奉别神，我无所谓。他说，我和我家必定侍奉耶和华，其实是在呼召以色列人，要他们来选择侍奉耶和华神，因为是耶和华带他们出埃及，为他们行这一切神迹奇事。
But I think this command, choose whom you will serve this day.It's also a command that all of us must ask ourselves today.
今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，这句话我们也要问问自己。
Just as Israel must not mix the gods together, we too can never share Jesus with other gods because Jesus will simply not allow it.
就像以色列人不可以又侍奉耶和华。又侍奉别神一样，我们同样不能又敬拜主耶稣，又敬拜别的神。
You know, there are some today who thinks that all religions of this world are universalistic. Hence the expression, "All roads lead to Rome."
有的人认为天下所有的宗教都是一样的，所以条条大路通罗马。
Meaning that it doesn't matter whatever religion you believe, you know, ultimately all everyone will be saved.
说白了呢，就是不论你信什么宗教，到最后大家都得救。
We see this in movies too.
我们在电影当中也见过这种说法。
I don't know how many of you have recently saw this movie, Life of Pi.
我不知道大家最近谁看过这个电影，叫做 Life of Pi.
If you have not seen this, I'm going to give you a bit of a synopsis of this movie.
如果大家没有看过的话，我给大家简单的总结一下。
It revolves around the main character. His name is Pi, of course.
主要呢是围绕着这个主人公展开的，他的名字就叫做 Pi.
He's an Indian. He's of Indian descent, so this story is based in India. And so he grew up following after different gods because he realized that each god represents something good, something that he could learn from, could contribute from.
这个主人公呢，他是印度人的后裔。那么在他长大的过程当中，就很习惯于拜各种神，每一种神代表着一种好处。
But this sort of an understanding, this sort of universally understanding, is not something uncommon because the religion of Hinduism is a worship of many, many gods, thousands of gods. That means that they also worship Jesus as one of their gods.
但是这个主人公的这种想法呢？并不是很少见的，因为印度人他们崇拜多神，在印度教当中就是这样的教义，甚至把主耶稣也加进去。
But Jesus said, "It's impossible for you to worship me and to worship other gods. It's impossible."
但是主耶稣对我们说，你们不可能又敬拜我，又敬拜别的神。
Why is it impossible? He said this in John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
为什么不可能呢？在约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus is the true and visible manifestation of the invisible God that the Israelites worship in the Old Testament.
主耶稣是我们所不能看的、不能看见的神的本体和真相，也就是在旧约当中的人们所不能看见的神。
So if all Christians and the Israelites are to worship this God, then we are to worship and serve Him alone.
如果我们要来侍奉这一位神，那么我们只能去侍奉他。
So once Joshua had completed his message, how did the Israelites respond?
那么当约书亚在这篇信息报讲完的时候，以色列人是怎么回答的呢？
The Israelites' response to the call of Joshua is a collective response of overwhelming loyalty to Yahweh Himself, to God Himself. They all agree, we will worship God alone.
百姓在回答的时候，是用一种集体的方式回答说，我们只要侍奉耶和华。
You know, in the English Bible, it says the response of far be it could be translated as no way, you know.That we will only worship God alone. We will put away all the gods.
十六节的这个断不敢可以翻译成绝不敢，意思就是我们绝不敢去侍奉别的神。
They affirmed that God had spoken by stating that their own testimony of the power and the mercy of God in leading them out of slavery from Egypt. They recognize God has done all this for them.
他们认识到神是大有怜悯。为他们行这一切大事其事领他们出埃及。
They also believe in God's power that was much greater than all these idols because God's power was shown in Egypt when God alone was able to destroy all the idols and be able to come up with all these plagues to convince Pharaoh that he is the one true God.
我们的神是独一的真神，以色列人也相信神比其他的偶像都大，在埃及的时候，是神为他们打碎了这些偶像，并且以色列人也相信神，他是这只有他耶和华是独一的真神。
As such, when you think about this, Yahweh or God is like a warrior that fights for his people. It's like a warrior that goes out there to protect his people, to fight for them.
耶和华神就像一个大能的勇士一样，为他的子民征战，保护他们。
So Israelites responded with this great statement that yes, far be it, we will worship God alone. But there's something even more convincing in their response. It's at the end of verse 18, for they say that He is our God.
以色列的坚定呢，可以从断不敢这句话看出来。但是在十八节，当他们说“因为他是我们的神”这句话的时候，我们知道以色列的信心很坚定。
What they said in verse 18 confirms their desire to serve God alone.
在十八节以色列人这样说的时候，就体现出他们愿意单单侍奉耶和华。
What about our response to God? What about us? You know, is Jesus our God?
那么我们对神的回应是什么样子的呢？
Before we even attempt to serve and worship Jesus, He, first of all, must be our God. Must be our God alone.
主耶稣是神，在我们尝试去敬拜他的时候，我们首先要知道，唯有他才是神。
Have we experienced the true saving power of Christ in our lives? Do we remember what He did for us when we were still sinners? And are we grateful that He had saved us from our sins so that we no longer remain in bondage and captivity?
我们有没有经历过主耶稣让我们得救的大能呢？我们还记不记得 当我们还做他的敌人的时候，主耶稣为我们做了什么呢？
No, as the Israelites responded with a resounding yes, we will worship God alone. What was Joshua's reaction to it?
是主让我们从罪恶的这种缠累和束缚当中出来。那么，当百姓对约书亚说“我们必侍奉耶和华”的时候，约书亚是什么反应呢？
Joshua, on the other hand, seems uncertain or skeptical about their loyalty. Perhaps, you know, he may sense that in Israel's response was a naive understanding of who God is, because he's definitely unlike all the other gods.
约书亚在经文当中的这个反应呢，体现出他对以色列人的这个忠诚度有怀疑，觉得他们的回答似乎是有一些幼稚，因为他们都没有搞清楚他们侍奉的是谁。
You know, Joshua earlier gave a message of a history lesson of what God did. Now he gave them a stern warning of what to expect from God if they fail to serve the only one true God.
在约书亚的信息之前，他首先给以色列人上了一堂历史课，告诉他们主为他们做了什么。但是在这里，约书亚给了他们一个很严厉的警告，也就是如果你们没有跟从耶和华的话，你们的后果是什么。
So if they fail to serve the only one true God, God's holiness and jealousy will consume them.
也就是如果你们背弃了你们的神，神的圣洁和他的祭邪将要灭绝你们。
To be holy means he is one of a kind, not just any God. He's completely set apart.
圣洁的意思就是神是有分别的神，他和其他一切的神都一切的假神都不一样。
That's why this poses such a problem for us when we try to approach a holy God when we are still sinners.
所以这就是为什么当我们做罪人的时候，去接触这样一位圣洁的神是何等的困难。
And then he's also a jealous God, shows that he does not tolerate deviation from his policy because his honor is at stake.
这也显示出神是忌邪的神。当我们偏离左右，不按照他的典章行事的时候，神的荣耀就受到亏缺。
He's passionately possessive with what it is his, and it cannot be shared with other gods.
他对属于他的子民是非常忌邪的，并且不能够与别神分享。
You know, if you ask all babies and toddlers who can speak right at an early age, you know, if there's something that they see, right?That they like. You know what's the word that is going to come out from their mouth? It's mine. You know, everything, even though it's not theirs, they'll say it's mine. You know, it's because they see this as something that they should possess because it's what they want. Right? So, but you think about this. God is also saying the same thing. God is saying that you are mine. You know, if you belong to me, you are mine. And you become my possession. I will watch over you, I will protect you, I will do whatever it takes to have you as my possession.
如果大家见过小婴儿的话，大家可能见过这种现象，就是他们看到他们喜欢的东西就会跑过去说，这个是我的，哪怕他们还不是很会说话。那么在神这里呢，也非常像，就是我们是属神的，我们是他的财产，神会不惜一切代价来保护我们，来让我们成为他所拥有的财产。
So if you belong to God, if God takes you as his possession, he does not want you to share him with other things, with other gods.
如果你是属神的，神不愿意把你去跟别神去分享。
And failure to do so will result in transgressions and sin, and God will hold your sin accountable.
如果你背弃了神，那你就会开始犯罪，就会开始走偏，而且神也会追究你的罪责。
Do not think that you can get away, because God sees everything, and God holds you accountable for all your sins.
你不要以为犯了罪的话，你就没事了。 因为神他鉴察万物，他会来追究你的责任。
Now, despite of this stern warning from Joshua, Israel was not deterred and was adamant to promise their allegiance to God by serving the Lord.
那么以色列在这里呢，就宣告他们要来侍奉耶和华这位独一的神。
They also took vows to be witnesses of their own words, and Joshua commanded them to return to put away the foreign gods that are among them and to incline their hearts to the Lord.
那么以色列在他们的宣告之后呢，约书亚就对他们说，你们要自己来做见证，要让他们的心来转向耶和华。
So basically, the Israelites, they promised and they took vows to say that yes, we will worship God alone. They made this promise themselves, okay? And then Joshua made a covenant with the people and erected a large stone as a witness against their word.
以色列起誓要单单的来侍奉耶和华，那约书亚就让他们立起一块大石头。
So Israel made a promise to worship God alone. But we all know what happens after this, right?
以色列人确实是许下了这样的诺言，但是之后发生了什么呢？我们都知道。
We all know what happens at the end of Joshua coming into the book of Judges.
我们都知道到了士师记的时候是怎样一种情况。
The promise did not last long, because at the beginning of Judges, Israel was led astray by the false gods of the Canaanites.
以色列的诺言并没有坚持很久，在士师记的开端，我们就看到以色列人被迦南人的神像，他们的假神所引诱。
Once again, they fall back into idolatry, and the situation that they were in was far worse than before.
再一次呢，他们开始拜偶像，并且这一次的情况更糟糕了。
You know, they had broken their promise to God and brought curse and judgment on themselves.
他们违背了与上帝之间所立的诺言，给自己招来了咒诅和审判。
You know what happened to the Israelites while they were living during the period of Judges?
那么在士师记的时候，当以色列人有士师的时候，他们是过着怎样的生活呢？
God brought judgment on them by raising up different tribes to disrupt their lives.
那么神呢，就是神在以色列人有士师的这个期间，当他们背逆呢，就兴起了他们的敌人，摧毁了他们的生活。
Instead of experiencing rest from their enemies, yet when they went into this new land, their enemies were still there because this was a judgment from God.
他们并没有得到平安，没有敌人的攻击，相反呢，因着他们的背逆，招来了神的审判，敌人开始攻击他们。
You know, just like the Israelites, we too have a tendency to do the same thing, that is to break our promise to God.
就像以色列人一样，我们也有这样的趋势，会去违背和上帝之间的诺言。
We too are prone to worship false idols in our hearts, even though we are called to worship one true God alone. Like, you know, when we come to church, we all think about God. But then when we leave church, sometimes, you know, we left God in church and just carry on with whatever things that we do.
我们很容易去敬拜一些我们心中的偶像，虽然说我们知道我们应当唯一的去侍奉这一位真神，但是常常我们出了教会就把神留在了教会里面。
Now though our idols today looks very different, right? Yet these idols have the same influence as the other deities.
我们今天的偶像看上去跟过去的那些假神是非常不一样的，但是他们所造成的影响几乎是一样的。
If money is your idol, if power is your idol, if lust is your idol, if love is your idol, if family is your idol, they all present the same kind of influence and power that will bring us to our knees to worship it.
如果金钱、权力、情欲、爱情、家庭是你的偶像，那么他们会和那些假神一样， 让我们去屈膝敬拜。
When you begin to find that your only soul satisfaction in this world is any of these things, then you have fallen into idolatry.
如果你觉得你的灵魂唯一在世界上能给你的这些东西上能够得到满足的话，那你就开始拜偶像。
We have become their slaves when we worship these idols.
我们变成了这些假神的奴隶。
See, God demands our loyalty to Him not by making Him number one in our lives, but to make Him the only one in our lives.
神要我们专一地侍奉他，不是把他当作第一，而是把他当作唯一。
So when we made those promises, just as the Israelites did, we are accountable to what we say. And when we do not, when we break our promise, we too are liable for judgment and curse that comes with breaking God's covenant.
当我们像以色列人这样向神去许愿的时候，向神去许诺的时候，我们对于我们这个诺言是有责任的。如果我们没有做到，那就是向自己招来咒诅和审判。
The very same God that the Israelites worshipped in the Old Testament is the very same God today. If you break His covenant, you have sinned. If you break His promise, you have sinned, and you are liable for judgment.
以色列人拜的神和我们拜的神是同一位神。
God remembers everything that we do. God remembers our sin. He will not say that, okay, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and sin more.
神会记得我们所犯下的这些罪。如果说我们没有去跟随他的话，我们偏离他典章律例的话，那么我们招来这些咒诅和我们会招来这些咒诅和诅咒。神会来追究我们的责任。
Nor does he say that I pretend that I do not see your sin, or I close my eyes. Yeah, you can go ahead and do whatever you want. He doesn't say that.
神并没有说我可以睁一只眼闭一只眼，假装你什么都没做。
The same requirements, the same sentence is pronounced on us too, just as it is in the time of the Israelites.
我们犯罪的结果和以色列人犯罪的结果是一样的。
But the only thing is there's one difference in that.
但是不同的地方在哪里？
The Israelites were made to pay for their own judgment, right? And God also demands us to pay for our own sins. But yet, the only difference in that is that He, in His graciousness, in His mercy, sent someone else to pay for your sins.
不同的地方在哪里呢？以色列人要为他们的罪负责，我们犯了这些罪也有后果，但是神是有怜悯，是有慈爱的神，他给我们送来了另外一个人来承担我们这些罪的后果。
God still demands the same principle that if you did something wrong, that you sin, there must be judgment, there must be payment for sins. But the only difference is that someone else took our place.
犯罪是有后果的，犯罪是要承担责任的。但是我们跟以色列人唯一的区别就是，这个罪责被别人给承担。
We who are the unfaithful ones deserve the judgment and the curse that comes with breaking His covenant. But through His grace, He sent one who is faithful to God to take our judgment and curse on the cross.
我们对于神是不忠诚的，我们所犯下来的这些罪，所招来的咒诅和审判，都落到了一个人的身上。他在十字架上为我们承担。
You know, as Christians, if there's one thing that you can think about how grateful you are to God, if there's only one thing that you can remember, that is what God did by sending His Son Jesus for us. If that's the only thing that you can think of, think about what Jesus has done for you.
如果你想要 向神献上感恩，如果你只记得一件事情，你就去想想神在十字架上为你做了什么。
Because of what he did for us today, that's why we should be all the more grateful and all the more continue to strive hard to serve God, to serve him alone, to put away our idols.
正是因为神差他的爱子为我们承担了罪责，所以我们更应该感恩，更应该竭力地去单单地侍奉这一位神。
So just as Joshua asked the Israelites, choose whom this day you will serve. I think this is appropriate for us to ask ourselves too today. Choose whom we will serve in our hearts today.
今日就可以选择我们所要侍奉的，这是约书亚问的问题。我们也要问我们自己相同的问题。我们今日就可以选择我们所要侍奉的。
Will it be God alone? Or will it be God plus all these other idols in our hearts?
是单单的去侍奉神呢，还是侍奉神和别的一些假神？
God doesn't demand to be number one in our hearts. God only demands to be the only one in our heart.
神不是要做我们的第一，而是要做我们的唯一。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us to your word in the Old Testament in this appropriate passage from Joshua.
亲爱的天父，感谢你提醒我们来看这旧约当中的一篇经文，约书亚记对以色列人说的这段话。
We ask the Lord you will continue to remind us of where our heart lies.
主啊，求你继续的去向我们显明我们的心到底朝向何方。
You are the only one who is able to look into our hearts to see our allegiance, to see our loyalty.
你是唯一的一位鉴察人心的神，求你让我们看到我们的心到底忠于谁。
We pray that as we continue to think about what Jesus has done for us, we may struggle our hearts to put aside all the things that have hindered us from coming to Him alone.
求你让我们再去回想耶稣基督为我们做了些什么的时候，能够除掉我们心中一切的假神。
We thank you and praise you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.